On the corner, once I heard a customer complain, "You never seem to show the fruit we all love so, that's why business hasn't been the same. I don't like your peaches, they are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes, can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones. No matter where I go, with Susie May or Anna, I want the world to know I must have my banana. Cabbages and onions hurt my singing tones. I like bananas because they have no bones."
"Hello, Mr. Durante. This is a surprise. What are you doing here?"
"What am I doing here? You ask me. It's mutiny, that's what it is. I come a million miles, a million of them, to see this London people, and this is what I get. It's mortifying, that's what it is. This George fella singing about bananas. Bananas without any bones. What do you suppose he's referring to? There's only one banana worth singing about, and that's grown on me. So don't quote me on that. It's mortifying, it's mutiny, it's degrading, that's what it is. Ha! Words fail me."
"Well, don't let it get you, Mr. Durante. Listen to George sing this chorus."
"Ach, ah, the famous spokesman, even the unknown. They like their bananas because they have no ony bones. It's everybody's weakness. It might be your ain. Didn't ye like bananas because they have no ony beans? Man, there's something in bananas that gives you that strange feeling. Nobody can resist them. They are self-peeling. Ha! The quintuplets bear these, man. Those healthy five deons. They all eat bananas, 'cause they have no only bones.